What a beautiful day it is. Good morning. Paul, do you mind coming up and opening us up in prayer, please? Thank you.
Good morning, church family. Happy Easter. He is risen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Jesus, as we celebrate Easter today, let us never forget your sacrifice for us. Let us never forget that you died for our sins, conquered death, and your glorious ascension into heaven. We thank you for the many blessings you've bestowed upon this church and its parishioners. Please continue to be with us and be with Mike today as we celebrate this day with song and praise. And please never, ever forget that we all love you. Amen.
Welcome to the house of the Lord. Glad you're here. Actually, you are the house of the Lord. If you know Jesus, you have him dwelling right inside of you. So I always like to think about that. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost, you know. I know Jesus is here because you just showed up. That's a different way of thinking, isn't it? That's the whole thing, though. We got to start thinking different. I know that my journey, I've thought, I have a different God than I used to know. Religion told me he was, and now that's changed, you know. Over time, aren't you glad that he's a good God? And he's not what we used to think. You know what? I'm gonna segue, Matthew, be ready here. Good Father. Let's pull that one up. We've heard a million things about how he really is. The church has sometimes in the past done a poor job of representing our Father to the world, you know, as a dictator, harsh ruler, judge. You know what? He isn't judging the world anymore. He's put, Christ received the judgment of the world so God could accept the world in, you know, in forgiveness and ready to receive anyone who has faith in Christ. So it's a whole new day, really. He's not mad at you anymore. He never, you know, he never was. So I like this Chris Tomlin song.
Oh, I've heard thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard tender whispers of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good Father. That's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. Oh, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I'm searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. Yes. It's who I am. Yes. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. Perfect in all of your ways, do I. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all ways. You are perfect in all of your ways, do I. Oh, it's love. So undeniable, I can hardly think. Peace so unexplainable. I can hardly think as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still into love. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. 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 You are perfect in all of your ways.
Isn't that good? I love that. I love that. Bring up that one called I Will Rise, Matthew. Another Chris Tomlin song.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise. When he calls my name, no more sorrow, no more shame. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. There's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light, and the shadows disappear, and my faith will be my eyes, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. And I hear the voice of many angels sing, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the cry of every longing heart, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the voice of many angels sing, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the cry of heart, worthy is the Lamb. And I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees. I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise.
Do you know there isn't any pain that the love of God can't heal in your life? If you're walking in pain in any area of your life, it's because the love of God hasn't been allowed in. Let his love come into that pain, that place of where it hurts. Amen. He can heal it all. He doesn't want us to walk around crippled and wounded and limping through life as victims. We're supposed to be victors, right? Overcomers. That's so true. Boy, oh boy. I'm going to preach here in a minute. Oh. Thank you, Father. Just receive that word. Sometimes I just get that for people. There's a healing for you today in his love. There is no hurt, no pain, no rejection, no divorce, nothing that has happened to you that can't be healed by the blood and the love of God in your life. It's true. Let it come. He has paid the price for all of that. Mighty to save, my brother. Let's play this one. Yeah. Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Oh, Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, he is mighty to save. Jesus conquered the grave. Yes, he did. That's right there. Give him praise right there. Come on, let's hear some applause for Jesus. Oh. So take ye as you find me. All my fears and failures, come fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. I surrender, Lord, Savior. He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing of the glory of the risen King. Savior, he can move a mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the... Sing it! Savior, he can move the mountain. God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Woo! Because he lives, I can face.
tomorrow, because he lives. All fear is gone, because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. God sent his son, they called him Jesus. He came, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my poor an empty grave is there to prove my Savior lived. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And life is worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, oh, this cold assurance our child can face uncertain days because he lives. Amen. And I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I see the lights of glory. Because he lives, and life is worth, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
Glory to God. Woo, It sounds like you believe that when you say that. Praise your name, Jesus. Bring up no longer a slave to fear. Woo. You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child from my mother's womb. You have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into a family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. Though I am a child of God, I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears were drowned in perfect love. Yes, they were. You rescued me and I will stand and sing. I am a child of God. Oh, you split the sea so I could walk right through it. Move underneath with perfect love. You rescued me and I will stand and say, I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. Yes, I am. I am a child of God. I am a child of God.
Oh, yes. It's true, it's true, it's true.
Glory to God. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Come and do what you do best. Just love us into wholeness and health and peace. Let's sing one called Holy Spirit, You Are Welcome. Some of these newer songs are good too, aren't they? There's nothing worth more that would ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen as the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free And my shame is done. Let all your shame go this morning. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, oh. Holy Spirit, you are well. You are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. You be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living home. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. Where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Yeah. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place, fill the atmosphere. Glory, God. Is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence, Lord. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place, fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, oh. One more, Fred. We're going to do Holy Forever. Let's put that one up there, and we'll go out in the throne room somewhere, okay? You guys go up as high as you want to go. The way has been made clear for you to go as high as you want to go. Isn't that good news? The throne room of heaven. You don't have to be good enough. You've already been made good enough by the blood of his son, so you're important. Holy Forever, bro. Thousand generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all who've gone before us, and all who will believe, sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and dominions. Your name stands above them all. And the angels cry, Holy.
You are lifted high, holy, holy forever. If you've been forgiven, if you've been sing the song forever to the Lamb. If you walk in freedom, if you bear His name, will you sing the song forever to the Lamb? We'll sing the song forever and amen. And the angels cry. You are lifted high, holy forever. Hear your people say, holy to the King of Kings, holy, you will always be. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. Jesus, your name. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry. Sing holy to the King of Kings, holy you will always be, holy, holy forever. You will always be, you will always be.
What an honor to be here and this beautiful day, you know. Thanks for all coming out for the Lord's Resurrection Day. Celebrate His resurrection. Isn't it been fun to get together and lift our voices?
Yeah.
This is the one worship in church. I enjoy this body, this family, you know. It's good. Let's just open in prayer. And as we have already prayed, thank you. What a privilege, Father, to be your children, to be a family. I pray for those that don't, maybe haven't understood who you are yet, that they could be introduced to you perhaps the first time today, that you are a God of love, a God that's always good, wanting to bless us with the very best that life has to offer. You promised abundant life, and I pray that in your love, God, pain would be, people would be set free from their bondages and addictions and fears and all the junk, Lord Jesus. Just help us not to live in below our privileges, Lord. Amen. Everyone said?
Amen.
That's true. The mirror of God's word is reflecting back to you and I who you are, who He, God, has made you in Christ. This new creation. This person that old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. That's the you that you see God reflecting back to you. That's the you that God wants you to embrace. God wants you to allow to define who you really are by His Word alone. And there are many voices out there of contradiction to what God is saying. And here's where the battle lies, the conflict between what you're thinking and feeling and what God is saying and doing. Amen. His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher than ours. And so we have to be aware, I guess, of the battle. There's no guessing about it. There is a battle and a war to define you, to destroy your identity in Christ. Why? Because there's a world out there that needs to know. We need to know who we are so we can tell others who God is, right? That's what's at stake here. The more you realize who you are in Him, the more you'll do for God. The more you will answer His call and be ready with an answer. The world needs to see Jesus, and it starts with shaping and molding the character of Christ in us. You know, Paul said one thing, I'm in birth pains that Christ might be formed in you, right? So it's this conforming to the image of His Son. I heard a teacher that I respect a whole bunch. And he just said that basically the world, that's all of us, will be judged according to the degree that you have allowed Him to conform you to the image of His Son. Now, that's a strong statement, but that's what we're all after, to be conformed to the image of God's Son, to be shaped, to be fashioned like Him. We are made in His likeness and image, but I think that we need to be so, formed in us that it shows on the outside. We look like Jesus. We sound like Jesus. You look at me, you see Jesus, you know? That's what it is. I like the verse that says that you let your work, light so shine. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. Amen? You give cause for the world to glorify the Father by the good works that you do and the way that you do them, you know? So I think that we need to beware that there are voices that want to contradict the Word of God. Want to oppose and disagree with the Word of God. Now, if you listen to those voices, I guarantee your joy will begin to dissipate. And there will be defeat at the end of that. Don't listen to the voice of contradiction. Amen? Learn to listen to the voice of affirmation from God. He is always saying good things to us and about us. I don't know if I told you this. I don't think I did. I haven't been here for a couple weeks, but I was getting ready for my day, and He just said, I love you. I heard it in my heart. Simple three little words, I love you. And the thing about that I love you was I immediately knew in my spirit that there were no strings attached to that love. It was pure, clean love. Say clean love. Love that loves me just because of who I am. Just because you are who you are, you're a son, you're a daughter. It's love, clean love from God. Without having to do anything for Him. This isn't a performance-based love. It is a love that's because God is love. Amen? That's who He is. And it's funny that those three words conveyed all that to me. That I don't need to do anything for that love. I just receive it. I am loved because He values me. He values you. He values us. Those are important things to remember. And it is a warfare sometimes in our minds when the voice of contradiction wants to get your attention off of what God is saying. That it will suck you into a place where you are confused, defeated, guilty, condemned, all the stuff that starts to go on. I hate that stuff. Don't listen to it anymore. I mean, if you don't get anything else out of that, then don't listen to the voice of contradiction. What you need to do is recognize, Father, the thing is, if it isn't in your heart, and I appreciate Sherry's honesty, don't you? If it isn't in your heart, whatever it is, be honest and open with it. You can only win a battle that you're willing to admit you're having. You get that? And now that it's out in the open, victory is coming, my dear. I guarantee it. It's coming. God likes us to walk in the light. He likes us not to be hiding stuff in the darkness. There's no victory in the darkness. He doesn't work in the dark. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. And when we're willing to open up and say, Father, I don't understand all this yet. I don't believe it all yet. I want to believe it. Help my unbelief, you know. He will even work with your unbelief if you're willing to admit you have it. Right? It's okay. It's okay if you don't believe it all yet. Who does? We're all in this process together. Come on. We might be in different places with this thing, but we're all on this journey to begin to believe the same things, the right things, the Word of God in all of its beauty and wonder. Yeah. See, unless my heart is persuaded about the promises of God in His Word, I will waver. When I hear a voice of contradiction, I'm going to start to rock. My boat's going to start rocking because I'm not quite sure what I believe yet. Right? Double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Well, there's nothing wrong with discovering that you don't really believe it yet. At least you know what you're working with. God, write it on my heart, please. Help me to get it down where it's going to really matter. So when I hear the voice of contradiction, I will remain stable and constant, like it says there. Steadfast. My heart is steadfast. You know what? When your heart is steadfast in the promises of God, it's like an anchor in a rock. Your heart becomes fixed on the rock. And guess what happens? When the storms come, your house stands. Because it's anchored firmly in the rock of His Word, amen? That's the deal. If your heart is not anchored in the Word of God, you'll be like the house on the sand. There's no stability. When the opposition, the difficulties come, when problems come, complications come, contradictions come, the house falls. Because there was no firm anchor in the Word of God, amen? Jesus said, if you hear my teachings and obey them, you will be like a man with an anchor in the rock. Amen. Your house will be, and you know your heart, your house is really your heart. Think about that. Your heart is the house that's built on the rock. It's your heart. Is your heart persuaded? Is your heart convinced that these things are so? Father wants to bring us all into that place where deep within my heart, I know it's true. You know, Abraham is a model of example of faith. What Abraham was fully persuaded, say fully persuaded. That's an important word. Fully convinced that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. Amen. That's good. He says you're righteous. He says you're holy. He says you're blameless. I could list a bunch of stuff that God says you are. And when those voices of opposition come, you say, it is written. God sees me blameless in his Son. He chose me before the foundations of the world that I should be holy and blameless in his sight. Amen? That's quoting scripture. Didn't that what Jesus did in the face of the devil? It is written. And what is written is who I am. Not what I'm feeling or thinking or... You know, all this, I'm not going to live my life by my senses anymore. You will live your life by your spirit, man. Your spirit says you are brand new. You are made in his likeness and image, and you are like the Son of God. The Bible says, as he is, so are we in this world. Amen. That's the truth. As he is, so are we. Stunning statements. Stunning statements. See, Jesus didn't, listen carefully, this wording is important. Jesus didn't come for you. He came as you. He said, I'm going to show you what you can do under the influence of the Holy Spirit. He became a man. He stripped himself of all his deity and said, here's what a human being can looks like, completely yielded to the Holy Spirit. So there's no limits for us either. What Jesus did, you can do too. Yes, he said, greater things than you, these shall you do because I go to the Father. Didn't he say that? How could he say that? Because he was a man completely yielded to the Father. And so it is with all of us. That's challenging, I know. Let's read some of the scriptures I put up here. And I like to shoot from the hip sometimes, you know, pow, 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 pow. Because it's good. I just got the definition, you know, like Webster's or whatever. Contradiction, what does it mean? It's revealing. A statement of a position opposite to one already made. God has already put you in position. God has already made you like his son. A contradiction is opposing that position. See? It's causing you to question what God has said. In the garden, back in the garden, Adam and Eve, well, God knows that the day you eat of it, you shall be like God, knowing good from evil. Oh, yeah? You're because you're really not like, implying you're really not like God, Adam. You've got to do something to perform to do it, right? To get. No! God says, I'm made in his likeness and image already. There ain't nothing I have to do to become what he's made me. What, you know what's ironic is that when I ask God for something, it's not wrong to ask. But if I'm asking for healing, I'm telling my heart I'm not healed. What if I say this, Father, I thank you for my healing? Is that a different prayer? Rather than, you know, pleading with God to do something he's already done in Christ. So much of what we ask for has already been accomplished. We just need to enter in by faith and receive what's already been accomplished. Right? See, your heart, if you're asking for something, you're telling your heart you don't have it. You see the difference? Let's move on. 4:22. I love this portion of scripture. For in the truth of your union in him, in his death and resurrection, you have stripped off that old identity like a filthy worn out garment. Ignorance and lust corrupted you and cheated you into wearing it in the first place. That's not who you really are. Amen. Amen. Let's go move on. Next verse. Thus, you are habitually renewed in your innermost mind. This will cause you to be completely reprogrammed. Say reprogrammed. That's what we need. In the way you think about yourself. Remain fully immersed. You know, in the King James it says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That means that now I'm thinking of of my spirit man and what God has done in my, I'm letting the work of God in my spirit define who I am now. Yes? Is that clear? I'm not letting my old man define me anymore. That's reprogramming. And this takes time. We have to participate in this thing. It isn't just a zap and you're done. No, we have to engage ourselves, participate in it. Remain fully immersed in this God-shaped new person from above. Whoa! You are created in the image and likeness of God. This is what righteousness and true holiness are all about. So, from above. Remember Jesus said to Nicodemus, being born again means born from above. Born from above. And when you do, begin to recognize and let your spirit man define who you are, you actually enter into the kingdom of God
Until then, you're not there. The kingdom of God is entered into via the thoughts of the mind that we begin to receive from God and begin to think things above. Like it says, put your mind on things above, not on things of earth. That means you can experience heaven here and now. You don't have to wait and die to get there. The kingdom of heaven is not a place. Jesus said it this way. This is eternal life, that you may know the Father. Know the Father, that's eternal life. Amen? And that's here and now. I don't think we preach that too much, but I think it's important to recognize. Let's read on. Are you getting anything out of this so far? I hope so. Yay! Come on, girl. I like that one. That's a good one. That's a hoop and a holler right there. So, see yourselves co-raised with Christ. Say co-raised. What happened to him has happened to you. Everything that's happened to Jesus has happened to you. Yes? That's the truth. Now ponder with persuasion the consequence of your co-inclusion in him. Say co-inclusion. No, man, he's included you with him. Isn't that a cool word? You are included in Christ. You're with him. Relocate yourselves mentally. How's that for a word? Relocate yourselves up here. Jesus had to relocate himself mentally all the time while he was on earth. Do you think that he didn't have to spend time with his Father just because he was God's Son? He spent lots of time with his Father. The point is, I'm going to step down and get close. There were these people that were hungry. They needed food. There was no food except maybe a boy with a little lunch, you know, and fish and loaves. And disciples said, Lord, you know, send them home. We don't have it. All we have is this little boy's lunch. And Jesus said, bring it to me. Now, when he got it in his hands, the first thing Jesus did before he sent it out, and he included the disciples in this process, right? He did. They got to distribute. Wouldn't that be fun? Basket kept filling up. They kept taking it. It kept filling. What a great deal to be. You know, I love that. But he looked, the first thing he did before he even blessed it was look up. That means recovered his sight. He took his eyes and put them on the Father, who is the provider. And when he saw God's provision, he blessed and thanked God for it and began to distribute and multiply it. Okay? Same thing with you and I. We've got to take our eyes off the problem and the need and put them up on the Father who is the provider. Amen. And recover your sight. Get your eyes off of yourself and put them on the one who says who you really are. Only the Father can define you. The Father of lies has defined us long enough. We've listened to his voice too long. And the church needs to get their identity back and let the Father define who you are. He knows you best. And you will know yourself as well as he knows you now. There are things about you that you've not known. And the Father is more than willing to show you what he sees. Amen? Amen. Oh, I love this. You know, I think so much of the time I'm an identity preacher. Just ask my wife. It's like I say the same things. I just come at it from different angles all the time. It's like... Come on, it's like the word, yes. And I love it. You know, I talk to Fred. I gotta share when I get stuff. I call people and we talk about it. You know, we share stories and get out our swords. You know, and go at it. And we have a good men's group here. Was it Cody that commended us for the strong men's group that's at this church? He said it's a rare and wonderful thing. We need to appreciate that. The value, the relationships that we have here, they're precious. They really are. It's a strength. And the women, of course, you know, they're usually better at it than we are, but we're doing good. You know, we're getting there. I love it. It's key to our maturity. that iron sharpens iron. That means I'm going to benefit from what you have to give me, brother. You know, and I'm going to get further down the road because I've allowed you to input in my life. And I'm going to benefit from that. Amen? Because we're all in this journey. We're learning different things. And together we see the fullness of God. Each member contributes to the whole. That's right. That's what the scripture's saying about the body. You know, every joint supplies, as it says in King James, if you like King James. It's okay to get out another. I want to tell you this too. Get out another translation. You've read it in one so many times, it's like, oh, hum. Come on. And it's, let someone reword it in a way that goes, oh, I see it. You know, it's okay. Give yourself permission to explore a little bit. Don't be so afraid that you're going to get deceived that you're really choking the Word of God out of you. There may be somebody else with an insight that other translations have not given you. Wow. I didn't expect to say that, but I believe it. It's true. Quit being so afraid of being deceived. You have the Holy Ghost inside of you. If something comes across sideways, you're going to know it. Take the meat and leave the bones. You know, spit out what isn't right. You know it, right? It's okay. But in the process, you're getting something valuable out of it that you can benefit from. Don't swallow the whole thing, but at least know, right? Discernment. Is that okay? Hallelujah. Boy, that's good preaching, Mike. I'm glad you said that. Engage your thoughts with throne room realities. That's what our worship does. It gets us up where we belong. Lord, lift us up where we belong. Where the eagle flies on a mountain high. Lord, lift us up where we belong. Amen. Far from the world we know, where the clear winds blow. Lord, lift us up where we belong. Amen. Woo, it's true. Engage your thoughts. See, you're part of this. We have to think about it. We have to tell our minds, no, I'm not going there, but yes, I'm going here. You have to get that direct. The Bible says, weapons of warfare are carnal. Not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of thoughts and imaginations. That's where the war is. It's always been there. Amen. I think I'm getting through to somebody. Woo! Happy Easter is right. Happy Resurrection Day. Engage your thoughts with throne room realities where you are co-seated. Say co-seated. Right up there with Christ in the executive authority of God's right hand. Isn't that good? Well put. Well put. Amazing to think that. It's not a place you have to get to. It's not a position you've been put in. And now it's in our minds we have to experience heaven on earth. Let's move on. Next. Become affectionately acquainted with throne room thoughts. Will keep you from being distracted again by the earthly soul room realm. Soul-ruled realm. Yeah, isn't that true? Your senses want to lead you away. We cannot be carnal in our thinking. We've got to resist the temptations. And I'll tell you this too. The Bible says, be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, or slow to become angry. For the, you know, anger of man does not, man's wrath does not work the righteousness of God. That means you don't allow some emotion to flash up inside of you and you react to it. That means slow to wrath, slow to become angry, slow to allow any strong emotion to control you, right? A flash of lust or no. That's not who I am. You don't allow that thing to spark up inside. But you're slow to control what's going on in your emotions. You're not allowing it to guide. You're not allowing it to govern you. You allow the Spirit to govern who you are, not your feelings. I hate that. So long I've struggled with letting my feelings define me that I've been so defeated at times. I've walked in that place of torment and discouragement. And it's all because of what I allowed to go on in my own head. I'm just saying the victory is right here. And the defeat is right here. You know? So beware. Again, let's move on. Maybe another one that's good. Temptations and contradictions come in different shapes, sizes, and intervals. This is James 1. We all know it in the King James. You know, count it all joy, my brethren, when you enter into temptations of many kinds. Why would you count it all joy? Because it's going to prove your faith. Do you believe this or not? Is this real or not? You know what I mean? So it's doing you a favor. Their intention is always to suck you into their energy field. However, my friends, your joy in who you know you are leads you out triumphantly every time. So the thing that leads you out to victory is in those times of contradiction, is knowing who you are. Yes. Next line. Thanks, Matthew. Here is the secret, and I love this one. I came across it the other day. Joy is not something you have to fake. It is the fruit of what your faith knows to be true about you. Whoa. Do you know you're righteous? Do you know you've been made clean by the blood of the Lamb? Amen. Do you know that you're more than a conqueror? You know that the proof of faith results in a persuasion that remains constant in contradiction. Why is it? What causes us to remain constant? The fact that our faith is challenged sometimes. That really brings out in us whether or not we believe what we're saying is true. You know what I mean? It can't just be in our heads. Information. It's got to be written down here on our hearts. And that's where I want it too. So, okay. Persuasion. Okay. I think we'll close soon here. Such former ages of ignorance. This is Acts 17. I heard a good teacher speak on this. Of ignorance. Such former ages of ignorance, God, it's true, ignored and allowed to pass unnoticed. But now he charges all people everywhere to repent, to change their minds for the better, and heartily to amend their ways with abhorrence of their past sins. Amen? That's important. Next verse. Because, and this is important, he has fixed a day when he will judge the world righteously, justly, by amen. Jesus is the gold standard for the whole world. He has become the measure for the world, whom he has destined and appointed for that task. Remember I said earlier, God will judge us according to the degree we have allowed him to conform us to the image of his Son. That's it. His nature, his character, his likeness. Amen. His love. Love is key. And he has made this credible and given conviction and assurance and evidence to everyone by raising him from the dead. Those are his credentials. How could you claim to be the standard, gold standard of the whole world? I rose from the dead. How's that? I'm not in the tomb anymore. That's how. Amen. Top that. Glory to God. The stone has been rolled away. And he has risen indeed, just as he said. And we are risen with him. Now, is there some in Romans 6, Matthew, that can we start there? This is so important. Now this gets personal. What happened to him has happened to you and I. Are you ignorant of the fact that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by the baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, so we too might habitually live and behave in newness of life. Amen. There it is. Amen. Now that's who you are now, defined.
newness of life. See, now I can go every day and go, I am a son of God. I'm a child of the, I'm no longer a slave to fear. That ain't a song anymore. That's my experience. God doesn't want you to just have a doctrine and a theology. He wants you to experience these things in real time. Amen. Bring them with you into every place of life. Okay? A little more. Are you guys okay? Are we okay so far?
We're good.
Okay. For if we have become one with him by sharing a death like his, we shall also be one with him in sharing his resurrection by a new life lived for God. Amen. This Romans 6 is critical. Go home and read this whole chapter. We know that our old, unrenewed self was nailed to the cross, hallelujah, with him, in order that our body, which is the instrument of sin, might be made ineffective and inactive for evil, that we might no longer be the slaves of sin. Amen. That's it. Hallelujah. A little more, please. For when a man dies, he is freed, loosed, delivered from the power of sin among men. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Because we know that Christ, the anointed one, being once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has power over him. Next. For by the death he died to sin, ending his relationship to it. Once for all. And the life that he lives, this is Amplified Version. And the life he lives, he is living to God in unbroken fellowship with him. Let this be a catalyst for purity. You so value your oneness with the Father that you do nothing. You conduct yourself in a way that's, you fear just disconnecting with that intimacy with God. Intimacy with God becomes so valuable to you that you will do nothing to jeopardize that connection with God. It is actually a motivator to keep us clean before the Lord. Father, I don't want to do anything to harm our relationship. I like what's going on between you and me. Help me to conduct myself in a way that keeps us connected. Amen? Amen. It isn't a works thing so much. It's just a preservation of that intimate walk with God that I value. You and I value that. We treasure that. And I've said that to you before. An unbroken fellowship with him in Christ Jesus. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Thank you for listening. Praise the Lord Jesus. We should end with a song before we go out. We need to go out with joy, be led forth with peace. Amen. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you. You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. It's good. And don't forget, I think are these posted, these messages? You can revisit them if you want to.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Next verse. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Lift the Vader. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, oh, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then who could stand? Sing it again. And if our God for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand again? What could stand again? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. He's awesome in power. Our God. Oh, our God. Our God. Hey, Matthew, pull up. I speak Jesus. Oh, there's authority in the body of Christ to tear down strongholds, to pray for those you love and declare salvation over them, break over them addictions. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Oh, I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Because I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Every dark addiction starts to break. Let it break now. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Oh, your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadow, warm like a fire.
Shout Jesus, let's sing that, shout Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy.
I speak Jesus from my family, speak the holy name. Shout Jesus, come on. Shout Jesus from the mountain. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy.
Jesus for my family.
Speak the holy name, Jesus.
Amen, amen, and amen. I believe you, Lord, to defeat the enemy in our lives.
Yes.
and bring us great victories in Jesus' name. We've only just begun to fight. Amen. Glory to God. Love you all.